Dr. Pinsky dictating your female IME on Johanna, J-O-H-A-N-N-A, Delgado, D-E-L-G-A-D-O, Johanna Delgado, presented for a permanency evaluation in our office. Appeared she had a poor command of the English language. Appeared she was unable to convey how and when she was injured, but denies undergoing surgery. Period. At this time, she complains in both sides of her neck, but no low back pain. Period. In paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Delgado alleges boxes fell on her on 3/8/22, causing injuries to her head, neck, and back. Paired medical records show she was evaluated at Concentra on 3/16/22. Period. She was still having a lot of pain in her neck with no improvement. Period. She had not been working. Period. She was now seeing Dr. Echo for neuropsychology at Concentra in Newark for head symptoms. Period. She was taking cyclobenzaprine. Period. She had CAT scans of her head and neck that were negative. When seen at Raritan Bay Perth Amboy Emergency Room on 3/8/22. Period. She continued to be monitored at Concentra over the next few weeks. Period. She had a cervical spine MRI on 4/26/22 to be inserted here. Period. These results were reviewed with her on 4/28/22. Period. Dr. McMahon, MC, capital M-A-H-O-N. Gave diagnoses of cervical strain and neck contusion. Period. She had been released from care relative to her head injury by the neuropsychologist. Period. She was offered a referral to a specialist regarding her neck pain, but declined. Period. She is not interested in any invasive treatments such as injections or surgeries. Period. He wrote her exam was consistent with muscular etiology that is simply slow to heal. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal, neurologic, normal, extremities up, normal, extremities lower, deep tendon reflexes were 3+, at the patella, but 2+, at the Achilles, the rest of that is normal, cervical, active flexion is 40 degrees, common extension 35 degrees, with bilateral rotation to 60 degrees, paired bilateral side bending was full to 45 degrees, paired there was global tenderness about patient throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions. On 3/8/22, Johanna Delgado was struck about the head by boxes that fell on her. Period. She did not experience loss of consciousness. Period. She evidently was seen at an emergency room where she had CAT scans of her head and neck that were negative. Period. She followed up at Concentra for cervical strain and neck contusion. Period. She also received some neuropsychology care. Period. Participant of physical therapy was rendered. Period. She had an MRI on 4/26/22, identifying herniations at C5-6 and C6-7 without nerve or cord impingement. Period. She was discharged from care on 4/28/22 when Dr. McMahon wrote her presentation was consistent with a neck strain and contusion. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found Ms. Delgado had mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical spine, but spinal injury was negative. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit in the upper extremities. Period. She was neurologically intact. Period. In the paragraph, there is 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck, regardless of cause. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the head or back. Period. End.